Hour number four here on the morning show, and joining me in the studio is Derek Andrews, the director for Sheridan County in Johnson County. Good morning. It's a Monday.
Good morning. Yeah, hour four, off on the right foot, right?
Yeah. You know, I had to pull my promo. I just saw Wilson promo. Wrong one.
That's okay. Yeah, thanks for having me here.
Yeah. You know, and this is we're starting off a new school year. But we also had a pretty successful summer enrollment as well. So what's happening at the college down on Ford Street?
It was a good summer. It started off, a couple months ago. It seems like they just snap your fingers and they're gone. But here we are talking about fall. But, yeah, we had our CNA summer class for the third summer in a row and had those students take that at the Civic Center and then go to their clinicals and stuff at Johnson County Healthcare. So that went really well. I think we had eight students complete that. And so that's always really neat to see just the variety of people that come in to take that class. You know, you might have mid-career people changes, you might have recent high school graduates, but just for them to, you know, put in that work of that real intense couple months, you know, they do some of their components for that CNA class online now and then that week in the classroom. So to watch them be able to, you know, become a certified nursing assistant in that relatively short amount of time and then go get employments, really, really fun to see.
Well, and that's one class where you're almost guaranteed employment when you graduate from that class, because
right.
CNAs are definitely needed everywhere.
Yeah, in Johnson County, there's still it's a job that we're going to continue to need, and as you know, our county has, you know, a good share of retirees and things. Healthcare is always going to be something that's needed in the near future in Johnson County.
Yeah. Now, you know, Sheridan College in Johnson County is part of the Northwest Community College District. And as we approach the fall semester, how are we doing on enrollment?
Yeah, it's all campuses are showing signs of increased enrollment. I think Sheridan's up by 20-some percent in headcount for students, new students coming in, and Gillette College is 26 or something like that as well, and our classes are mostly all full. We only have one or two that still haven't filled up to make those classes. So right now, for us here in the Johnson County campus, I just counted this morning, and we have 57 students enrolled in fall classes. So it's good. We ended last fall semester with 62. So with 2 weeks to go, we're you know, above the pace, because usually the last couple weeks of school or before school, we get a rush of people thinking, man, it's fall already, and here I want to start classes and take classes. So in the next couple weeks, we'll surely get some more students to come in and sign up.
First day of classes is when?
The 28th. So we're a little bit a week later than the last couple years, which is kind of nice. And so we've got a couple weeks. We'll get through our scholarship roping and hopefully get through the eclipse, and 1 week from that, then we'll start our classes.
Before we talk about the Rope for Knowledge scholarship roping, what class offerings do we have this year in Johnson County?
Yeah, so some of the classes that we're offering, there's English 1, and that's got 10 students, and we have a technical writing class, a foundations of education class, cultural anthropology. We're doing the effective substitute teaching again, so if you're out there and you want to be a substitute teacher in Johnson County or really anywhere, but specifically we're trying to train those substitute teachers to get into Johnson County schools, you can come take that class with us. We've got four or five different math classes, which we've got about 17 students in the variety of math classes. With our partnership with the Y, you can take a fitness class or a lap swimming or a cycling or a yoga class through the YMCA. General psychology, we've got 10 students in there as well. So, you know, just a variety of classes again, and, you know, just to help those students either take some classes for personal enrichment or work towards a degree at one of the other campuses.
Okay. And they can register online.
Yeah. What the students would have to do is to fill out an application online, and that was for admissions application, and then they can come down and see us, and Ashley or myself can help them get signed up for classes.
Okay. All right. We've got Rope for Knowledge coming up. That's a pretty popular event out there at the Johns County Fairgrounds. It's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it is. It's the 9th annual Rope for Knowledge, so that's always kind of our official end of summer, I guess, because it's usually a couple days or a week before classes start. And this year it's the 18th and 19th. And so we've got a new thing this year on Friday night at 6:30. We're going to have a men's barrel racing competition. And
that's unique.
That's different. And we've heard about that around the region, and people seem to enjoy it. And so we're going to let those guys get out there and show us how it's done in the barrels on Friday night.
And I'm sure there's ladies out there saying, you know, we can do better than you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or want to see their significant others or guy friends out there so they can laugh at them maybe or whatever. So we're going to offer that in a Calcutta style and a Friday night. So if you're a guy out there and you want to see what it's like to run through the barrels, this Friday night's your opportunity to do so and show off a little bit.
but then the main events are on Saturday. What events do we have this year for the Roping for Knowledge?
Yeah, pretty much our same ones that we usually do on Saturday. It's always kind of a fun thing, too, for our advisory board. We offer that breakfast. The advisory board cooks breakfast out there from 8 to 11 right before we kind of get started in you know, our roping events in the afternoon. So that's always a fun event for our advisory board. So if you want to come out and get some biscuits and gravy and eggs and stuff by Tom Spence, that's always a good way to come kick off your day.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get into those events, and as we did last year as well, Leadership Johnson County Class 3 is going to cook the lunch. So you can come out there and watch the events and the roping in the afternoon and get your breakfast and lunch all at the fairgrounds and help us towards our scholarship.
Now, you mentioned that the Leadership Johnson County Class 3, they kind of take a month off from their classes so that they can help out with Rope for Knowledge. And then they're almost done.
Yeah, we are. So this is kind of what we started last year, and it works really well. It's kind of their you know, service project to help out with the scholarship roping, and because all that money goes back to Johnson County students that are taking classes either at Sheridan, Gillette, or here in Buffalo. So that's kind of that service event, and then we'll have classes in September and then graduate in October. So, yeah, really only two more class meetings.
Yeah, this is class three, so, you know, yep. Something that you tried about 3 years ago has really taken off, and you see the graduates from those first two classes in a number of different civic responsibilities now.
Yeah, it's kind of neat to see those graduates get involved and be out in the community more and doing different things. So, you know, all indications are that you know, we have enough interest out there for class four. So here in the next couple months, we'll be recruiting for class four, which we hope to start in January of 2018. So yeah. It just keeps rolling along. It's kind of fun.
You know, last week, I wanted to ask you about this because we had the governor's NDOW, which is Economic Needed Diversification Offerings of Wyoming. Did I get that right?
Good job. I think it's right. It's pretty good.
I mean, you have to say that because once in a while people say, well, what's the end of it?
Yeah,
well,
right.
Hopefully it's like getting more jobs and diversifying our economy for Wyoming. But anyway, the Executive Council had two days of meetings up in Sheridan on Thursday and Friday. But on Wednesday, they came through and toured Baldwin Mountain Civic Center, had a chance to talk to Ankar Gopal, who was trying to offer Interapt coding training program for Buffalo. So, what's your impression of the tour from the Executive Council?
Yeah, you know, the Executive Council seemed to like that. It was really fun, first of all, just to be able to show that group of people Bomber Mountain Civic Center and how an old school has turned into what it has turned into with the college and the Boys and Girls Club and you know, Johnson County Mentoring and some startups and things like that. So I think they were really impressed and intrigued by that. And so that was really nice to see. And then when we went to the old band room, or what we call the tiered classroom, for the presentations, and Mr. Gopal was there and kind of went over his vision of what he would like to start up here in Johnson County for his coding school, a software coding school. It seems to be exactly what they're kind of looking for, to diversify and bring in young people and things like that into the new economy. So hopefully that's all going to, you know, it's continuing to move forward. We've got some people on the college that are helping Dave Simonson with some grants and things like that. And I know the school district has got a grant, and Interapt is bringing some of their own money to the project. And I think they're just waiting for a few more of these grants to get firmed up, and then hopefully we'll be starting one of those coding classes here in Buffalo in the next few months.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty exciting for those that are looking for another opportunity for employment. And, you know, the thing about it is, when it was first suggested, the city and the county came up with $50,000 apiece, and a lot of people were saying, well, you know, we've got budget cuts coming up. Why are we doing this? But you mentioned that Interapt is going to put some skin in the game. They're not coming here saying, hey, fund this for us so we can do business. They're actually putting $750,000 on this project.
Yeah, and you know, all of the meetings that I've been with Encore have been really positive, and just to hearing his story and how it's worked over in Eastern Kentucky, and how he sees that vision playing out here, I think, you know, it could be really good for this region, Northeast Wyoming, and then the state, if it works. Because, I mean, in his presentation, he had the desires to replicate what he does here in other parts of Wyoming. So it looks really exciting, and we're moving forward still.
If it works here, he does have plans for expanding throughout Wyoming, maybe 4 or 5 other locations.
Yep. So it's a neat model, how, you know, training the workforce and getting a trained workforce and then finding those employment opportunities, and this is kind of a unique job and career where you can, you know, work remotely. And gosh, a lot of people are really excited about that opportunity, working remotely, because then you can live in great places like Buffalo and Wyoming in general, and still have a good paying job.
Yeah, and you know, if this transpires, I'm sure Sheridan College and Johns County are going to be heavily involved in that.
Yeah, we have been, and definitely a supporter of that. And you know, we're looking at different tracks for these students as well, because they'll get done, and you know, maybe they'll have an industry certification or something like that. But it might be kind of like what the CNA does for our nursing program. We have CNAs come and they say, I want to get my CNA because it's a shorter amount of time, where his program would be about 6 months. And then if they really like that field, maybe you want to become an engineer or go back to college for more training and stuff. So it could really fit in with what the college is doing, and you know, track some of those students that potentially want more education into the college.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly something that we can all look forward to as maybe something that's really going to provide some jobs and for our young people, and for maybe bring some people into Buffalo and Johnson County as well.
So. Yeah, more opportunities are great, and that's kind of what we're trying to do. You know, you know, other things for people in Buffalo and Johnson County to have other opportunities. So
that's right. Well, you know, I think that the Rope for Knowledge coming up this weekend, I hope everybody comes out for that. You've got a number of sponsors, and it's a fundraiser that of magnitude for Johnson County. Sounds like a great kickoff on Friday night.
Yeah, that should be fun. And again, all the monies we raise go to scholarships for Johnson County residents going to Gillette, Sheridan, or here at the Buffalo campus. So it should be well up over $40,000 raised after we wrap this one up for the 9 years. And we just last Friday actually awarded 8 scholarships, the advisory board did, to 8 different individuals, and we'll be inviting them at the end of the roping so they can get their checks presented to them.
That's
that,
great.
That time.
I didn't realize it was 9 years this is going on.
Yes, 2006 it started, so yeah, just time keeps on going fast, I guess. It's been fun.
And classes start at Johnson County Campus on the 28th, but there's opportunities to do out the application online and also then come in and visit with either you or Ashley Bassett
yeah.
at the college.
Yep, sign up for a class, and we'd love to have you down there.
Okay. Derek, thanks for being on this morning and kind of wrapping up the summer classes and looking forward to fall and also the Rope for Knowledge and exciting times.
Yeah, it is. The end of the summer is always busy and fun.
Yeah. Derek Andrews, Director of Sheridan College in Johnson County, and Ty Stockton, Great Outdoors, coming up right now.